Hey everybody, it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to hear it, to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series entitled, I Will. And I want to go back over to Deuteronomy chapter 30, and let's look at verse 19 again. That's been our foundation text for this week on the broadcast. And the Lord said there, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. And again, the understood subject in that verse is you. Therefore, you choose. Now, in Joshua 24, verse 15, it says, choose you this day whom you will serve. And so God has given us a free will, and we can choose whatever we desire to choose. Now, when it comes to what you choose in this life, your words, your thoughts, and your beliefs are some of the most important decisions that you will ever make in this life. The words you choose to speak, the thoughts you choose to think, and the things that you choose to believe are vitally important. And it's vitally important that you make these decisions right. Why? Because there's a way of thinking, there's a way of speaking, there's a way of believing that leads to life, and there's a way of thinking and believing and speaking that leads to death. You know, in Jeremiah 21:8, the Lord said, I've set before you the way of life, and I've set before you the way of death. And so there's a way of speaking, thinking, and believing that'll lead to life. There's a way of thinking, believing, and speaking that will lead to death. And so you and I, we want to be conscientious about the words we choose to speak, the thoughts we choose to think on, and what we believe, because this is going to play a huge role in affecting what we enjoy and what we experience in our lives. And here's the thing, friend, you and I need to be purposeful about what we choose to say, what we choose to think on, and what we choose to believe. We need to make a conscious decision that I'm going to say what God says, I'm going to think on what God tells me to think on, and I'm going to believe what God has said to me. And we need to be purposeful and make a conscious decision to do that. And the reason is because if you don't consciously decide to say, think, and believe the right things, then you'll end up saying, thinking, and believing the wrong things. And so, you know, go back a couple days on the broadcast, and we need to settle it. We need to make a decision and establish our heart and set the course of our lives that I'm going to say what God says, I'm going to think on what God tells me to think on, and I'm going to believe what He says, and we need to be purposeful about that decision. Now, let's talk about these three things, your words, your thoughts, and what you believe. The first one, your words. You know, you choose your words. The psalmist said this in Psalm 91:2, I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. He said, I will say. And so, friend, the words that you speak, you make the choice about what you're going to say. You choose the words that you speak. Now, you need to be selective about what you say. Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of life and death are in the tongue. And so the words that you choose to say are vitally important. How important are they? It's a matter of life and death. You can say things that will bring destruction and death into your life, or you can say things that will bring blessing and prosperity and goodness into your life. You need to be selective about what you say, because what you say is a matter of life and death. You know, in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, the children of Israel, they said, we can't go into the land. We can't possess the promised land. If we try to go in, the giants will destroy us. We're going to die in the wilderness. This is what they said. Joshua and Caleb said, we are well able to possess it and overcome it. Let's go in and possess the land. Now, why did I share that example with you? Because the words they chose to speak affected their destinies. The ones that said, we can't go in, they never went in and they died in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb went in and enjoyed the will of God for their lives. They enjoyed the plan of God's for their lives, and it was directly connected to what they say. And so you can see how important it is. We need to be selective about what we say, and we need to choose to say what God says in His Word. You know, in John 12, 49, Jesus said, I've not spoken of myself. And then in verse 50, He said, whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father has said unto me, so I speak. And so you have a choice. You can say what God says, like Jesus did, or you can say something else, but you choose your words. Now, you also choose what you think on. You don't choose the thoughts that come to you. The enemy will bring you negative thoughts, but you choose the thoughts that you think on. In Psalm 119, the psalmist said this, I will meditate your precepts. Come on, he's choosing what he's gonna think on. I will meditate on this. And friend, you can make the same choice. I'm gonna think on this. I'm not gonna think about that. You know, Philippians 4:8, the Lord told us, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And so apparently, you and I choose what we think on. We can choose the things that we think on. And friend, what you think on is vitally important. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 said, to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Come on, what you think on is a matter of life and death. And so again, we not only want to be selective about what we say, we want to be selective about what we're thinking on. You know, when Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus, it said that he looked at the wind and was afraid. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. The word saw there means to turn your thoughts upon it. And see, you can see how vitally important it is what we think on. When he thought on the wrong thing, it brought failure into his life. And so we need to be selective about what we think on, and we need to choose to think on the things that God's told us to think on and not think on the thoughts that the enemy brings to us. Now, the third thing that you must choose what you believe. What you believe is vitally important to your life. In John 20, 25, Thomas said this, except I shall see in his hands the print of nails and put my finger in the print of his nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And so what you believe is your choice. Nobody can make you believe anything. What you believe is your choice, and what you believe is vitally important, and it's connected to what you experience in your life. In Matthew 9:29, Jesus said this to a blind man. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And this blind man got his healing according to what he believed. In Hebrews 3:19, it told us that they, the children of Israel, could not enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. So unbelief kept them from God's plan and will and destiny for their lives. In Matthew 13:58, it said in Jesus' hometown, he couldn't do any mighty works there. And so unbelief can stop the power of God from working in our lives. You can see how vitally important it is what we choose to believe. If we choose to believe the right things, then we can enjoy what God has for us to enjoy. Then we can see his power work in our lives. But if we choose the wrong things, it will cut us off from those things happening in our lives. We won't enjoy what God has for us to enjoy, and we won't see his power working and moving in our lives. You need to choose to believe the right things, and you need to be purposeful about what you believe. I'm believing this on purpose about my body. I'm believing this on purpose where depression and anxiety are concerned. I believe I have Jesus's peace. I believe I have his joy. I'm believing that on purpose. See, you choose what you believe. You can believe that you're always going to be depressed. You're always going to have that anxiety. You can believe you're always going to be sick and you probably won't get your healing. Or you can choose to believe on purpose that you're going to be free and walk in victory. And what you experience in your life is directly connected to what you believe. And so, friend, when it comes to exercising our wills, what we choose to say, what we choose to think on, and what we choose to believe. These three areas are some of the most important areas where we need to exercise our will in line with the Word of God. And again, you need to vocalize it. You need to say it out loud. I'm choosing to say this, what God says about me and what God says about this situation. I'm choosing to think on this. I'm choosing to believe this. Why? When you verbalize it, when you vocalize it, when you say it out loud, you've just established your heart and you just set your course. And friend, this will be vitally important when it comes to experiencing victory and enjoying the good things that God wants you to enjoy in your life. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, our words, thoughts, and beliefs are some of the most important decisions that we make. Number two, you choose your words. Number three, you choose what you're going to think on. And number four, you choose what you believe. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to speak words and to think thoughts and to believe things that are in line with your word. And so today we release our faith and we make a decision. We exercise our will. And we say this, we will say what God says, we will think on what he's told us to think on, and we will believe what he said in his word. And Father, we do thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled, I Will. We'll see you then. Hey everybody, Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.